The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Today's episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There is brought to you by Dow Vineyards. Yep. Dow knows that picking an everyday red wine can be tricky, and they make that easy with 2018 Dow Central Coast Pinot Noir. Backseaters can enjoy exclusive access and free shipping on orders of three or more bottles with promo code PASO at dowvineyards.com/don't make me come back there. That is promo code PASO at dowvineyards.com/don't make me come back there.
Melissa, that's my warm-up.
We are recording, and you can sing anytime that you want. You can sing little U2 songs. I believe that was your...
That was like a bad flute.
It was a muffled flute. Yeah. It is if somebody was playing recorder, and then they put their hand over all the slots. It was a little bit like that.
Yeah.
It was good. I really like it. You, as I will tell you, as your choir director in college told you, you have a very young voice.
That was in high school, but...
Oh, that was in high school. Yeah, you did do a little choir in college, but it was like the one you can sign up for.
Yeah.
Well, not like you didn't have to be accepted to it.
I didn't think I was going to get a graphic design degree. And my friend was like, let's do choir. And I was like, great, that's my arts, you know, sign off.
Right.
Check the box.
Right.
So.
And you were, you're kind of in that like group of like most girls, women, most females, most lady types.
Okay.
Most. I feel like can sing pretty well. Like they can.
Yeah.
Let me, this is my theory on this. 80%.
That was what I was going to say.
80% can sing pretty well.
Fine.
Hit most of the notes. Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
10%. Wow. Mm-hmm. Stunners. Unbelievably
super
good voices,
unique.
Really good, can hit those like, whoa, like the real high ones, you know, like the Christina Aguilera
range.
Types, they get the range,
mm-hmm.
they got the octaves, or not only, and or, like they can do that, like Lauren Lena, crazy,
yeah.
or they have like a super
runs,
cool, unique voice, like a Brandy, or I always forget the backup singer name, though she was with Damien for a while, Rice. I can't remember. Who are some other really...
But she has an amazing voice.
Or Lord, or Billie Eilish. Billie English. Billie Eilish. Okay, boomer. I okay boomered myself on that one. Really cool, unique type voices. And then the other 10%, wow, awful.
Just... not hitting notes.
And it's almost weird to hear for me, like a female. I don't know which words to use. It's 2020. I don't know what if words are offensive and not offensive. I don't know.
You're just saying that
which double one, X chromosomes.
One out of 10 people can't sing.
No, I think one out of 10 women can't sing. And it's...
You think it's higher for men?
And it's staggering. I think it's way higher for men. And I think
you're right.
So much so that it's very off-putting when a woman can't sing.
Because most women can.
Most women can. So when
like,
you hear them
the melody.
Hee-haw, missing over there like a donkey, missing their notes to Oceans or whatever song they're singing in church.
Yeah.
It's but I would...
No, you just go, oh.
Yeah.
They're one of the ones that...
Yeah.
Can't carry the melody.
And I think
okay.
for dudes.
Now we know.
For the bros, for us dudes, I think it's more like a 25. I think it's more 25, 25, 20, 25, 25%. I think it's a quarter breakdown. And that there are 25% of guys. Well, no. Okay, let me break this down. This is getting into some really complicated math, and I almost need to write down.
Okay.
But this is important. This is important.
We have to know.
Okay. I think like 30% of dudes have a god awful voice. Like really like they talk sing. Like they don't even try and sing. They do the equivalent of a middle schooler who's uncomfortable with their smile. They smile with their mouth closed type thing. Like
just like a smirk.
They talk sing. You saw it in that dumb Imagine video that went viral. There were like a few of the dudes were just like, oh gosh, don't even attempt to sing. So that's 30% of dudes right there. Mm-hmm. And then I think then that's 30%, and so we got 70%. Where I would say I'm going to say 40% of those dudes right there. They make up maybe even 50. What did I say? 30. That puts us at 80. Here we go.
Yeah,
50% of dudes are where I'm at, which is you have a voice. Mm-hmm. You can hit most notes. There's some that kinda you shouldn't even touch.
Can go like a little quiet on the hard.
You
ones.
Can.
It's a little whisper.
It's not anything that you want to hear by itself.
No.
You know, but in a group, it doesn't stand out either way. It's a voice. Yeah. It's, you know, and so that leaves us 20%. There's 10% of guys who can sing really well. There's 15% of guys then that can sing really well. They got a cool voice. And then there's like this 5%ers that you're like, whoa.
They can like match a woman's voice.
Exactly. They can hit the high notes. Mm-hmm. Like, and they can, or they have also something very cool, unique. To me, it is like, there's a lot of like those like very unique guy voices that stand out every once in a while that you're like, oh man. Like, yeah, they can match. They almost like sound like pianos, like we mentioned, like a Damien Rice or something like that, or like a David Gray or something like that. Those are both piano players. I think Drew Holcomb's one of them, who we talk a lot about on here. You know,
yeah, he's a great voice.
Yeah, they're just like stunner voices. Our buddy Dustin Kinzer, who has one of those voices too, that you're just like, oh, you're man. Like,
oh, you just hit that note, like just
whatever note, just hit it. Whatever note Dustin Kinzer needs to hit, just hits it.
Yeah,
I just found it
because it was like way up there, and you just did it.
Yes, no problem. Oh, you need to scream now? Because you're the lead singer of Thrice? You can scream. So what I'm saying is I'm glad that you switched from choir to get a graphic design major.
Well, I never got a solo.
Not since Annie?
Sixth grade Annie.
Sixth grade. Tell us that story. So this was your, because you, the was young my, voice did you
that
well.
That was my theater year.
And your voice never changed.
Well, and also the way how you sing, young I look.
Yes. Yeah,
also
that's
played
true.
In my favor.
Yeah, because Annie is how
she's
old?
She's a sixth grade girl. She's just supposed to be young. Like the whole point is she's maybe 8, 9,
she's
10.
A young, sassy little redhead.
Yeah, she's around 10.
Yeah.
So if I'm like 12-ish.
At 12, you looked 9 at best.
Yeah, on a good day.
Freshman year, you looked 12. You were a late bloomer in every sense of the word. And now that's great. That's because we just did the little Instagram Live and our friends are like, Melissa looks like she was in high school 4 years ago.
That was sweet.
That was very nice.
You know what? Those are nice things to be said on these days.
Keep the compliments flowing. We've talked about that before. They're like, that's high school is the only time in your life that being as a woman, that being told you look young
is a problem.
Is a problem. Yeah, because when you're a freshman, you're like, I kind of look like a senior, and you're like, and then as soon as you get out of school, especially when you start getting into the real world, you're like, oh, you look 4 years older than you are.
It's a weird time.
It's a weird time for sure. There is a in many ways, there's a whole set of rules that apply to high school that apply
nowhere else
into life.
Yeah,
you know.
It's kind of like we set up students,
for
failure because there's nothing like high school. Real life is nothing like high school.
Right, right. If you wanted to make, like what you should train kids in is not to like get to pick and choose their friends in like high school. You should train them to just like get along with whoever they work closely to. Yeah. That would be a helpful life skill. Mm-hmm. You know, like my last job at the Croc, there were like 4 or 5 people who I worked closely with, and I got along with each of them. That's a life skill right there.
But they were completely different people.
Yes. Yeah. Because you remember having like those kids, like I remember a couple times in like high school where you would be like in like a group project with like the coolest kid in school, and he sucked because he didn't want to be in the group with you because he was cool, you know, like, and he's like, my friends are over there, and he's like talking to the other groups, and you're like, I'm gonna need you to focus in right here because I have a future outside of high school. I know you don't, but like I know you don't, but. Anyways, life skills, that would be a whole different episode of things that you get taught in high school that are, you maybe, how could you actually make high school more valuable? This is like Louis C.K.'s old bit of just like some kids you just need to teach to settle.
Oh, gosh.
Like trade school? No. But.
Well, all that to be said, there was a role and I was perfect for it.
Oh, yeah.
Given my age and my maturity level.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I got off on the Annie solo. No, yeah, and you crushed it. You know, I've seen the VHS tapes. They do, yeah. And
so now they know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burke Burnett Community Theater or wherever it was through.
Yeah. So that was my year.
Yeah.
Community theater.
That was your last solo.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Crushed it, though.
But it was fun.
I mean, in some ways, you just kind of dropped the mic and you were done.
I had peaked.
I mean, honestly, as a child actor, like, what's bigger than Annie as a young little girl?
It's pretty much the biggest role.
Yeah. Who played Daddy Warbucks? Was it all kids or were there some adults?
No, it was all ages. So,
true community theater, and that's
so
it.
So it wasn't like a kids theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was community.
That is one area we mentioned on yesterday's episode, like each kid is kind of shook up over their own thing.
Yeah.
And the theater, because Gloria got a bigger role than she'd ever had before.
Yeah.
I mean, she had some
more lines.
She was super excited. It was going to be kind of funny. Yep, she was a hyena.
She got
kind of
the comedic part.
Yeah.
Shenzi, and also that was her goal, and that was, she got callbacks.
She's achieving her goals.
She'd never been called back before, you know, to read.
Stay inside and wash your hands, people. Yeah. All right. So my daughter gets to be in The Lion King in May. There's no way they're going to get that performance done.
No.
Gosh, fingers crossed.
I don't know how the world's going to work anymore.
I want to go tell jokes on stages. Like, I feel like some of these videos we're putting out are good, and I think this podcast is really good, but I'm like, I was supposed to be in. What I don't even know what date it is right now.
It's Sunday.
But April was going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get to Cleveland by the end of the month and Ontario.
A couple nights ago, we turned on a comedy special, and it just got, the intro was sad because it was all lights and
it was Bert Kreischer's. We were watching Bert Kreischer's
and curtains and crowds. And I was like, oh man, this is still painful.
Yeah, Glory Days. Yeah. Macklemore's song Glory Days came in on the Good Old Days. Good Old Days. I'm in the 50%.
I'm not going to sing that one after my initial.
I can look a lot like Macklemore. I don't even have to do a Macklemore impersonation. Actually, I can just kind of vibe. You know, again, just kind of, he does his chin up a little bit. This is really good audio content right here. Is me doing a visual.
Nice.
Was that it? Well, he didn't have a beard, and neither do I.
Oh, actually, he has had a beard.
Oh, has
during
he?
This quarantine time, and his daughter
also has a beard. Really great.
She's a little bearded lady. Stop.
Adorable. Honestly, at that age, cute. Facial hair as you get as an older woman. Okay, as an old woman with a big hair, whatever, live your life. But as a little, as surprisingly cute on a little girl, she gets a little dress on and a well-trimmed beard. Really a great look.
Yes, and?
Thank you. Very good improv skills. So his daughter does not have a beard.
Okay, so he posted something and... he's like, what do you think of the facial hair? And everyone was like, cut it. And then his daughter, his daughter, who's like our little girl's age, like 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Is the only one that wants it because she said he looks like a magician.
Oh my gosh.
That's great.
Yeah. I want to see if he looks like Macklemore verified. Oh, this one right here.
Yeah.
The only person in my family that thinks I should keep this beard because, quote, you look like a magician, daddy. That is,
he's going more with the mustache.
Well, I mean, so am I. You just grows the way that it grows.
Yeah.
You know, Okay, do you, before I make any comment, do you think mine looks better or worse or equal to this? Be real. This lying to me does not help me in any way.
I think it looks better on you than it does on him.
Oh, that's nice. That's a very diplomatic way for you to say it.
Yeah.
He was working on it a little bit before that,
usually,
too.
Usually, you know, he is doing a mustache.
Yeah.
Usually you'll start to grow out your facial hair and you'll be like, what do you think?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know.
This is March 12th. This looks a little more like mine right now. So his is a little more built out. Built out. I mean, this guy's been working on this all the way since early March. So anyways, all that to say, how did we get on Macklemore? I don't know. As far as, the song came on and we were just like, I think I said something that I knew would make you emotional, where I said, like, you know, maybe the glory days or the good old days or whatever behind us, which I know is a hyperbole. I know that's not true. We'll be back out again soon. But then you broke down.
I've been doing that a lot.
Yeah. But today, one thing that I was going to say on here, I feel like our family, and our family being you, me, Joel, our oldest, you're the oldest in the family, and then me, and
right.
then, well,
by
Grant.
4 months.
Yeah, so. By Joel, and then who's 12, and then Gloria, who's 10, and then Claire, who's just turned 6. And then we have Gramps, who is 69.
Well, you just did the census.
I did. I just broke it down. Someone send this to the state of California. It is funny that they're still like, guys, make sure you do the census. I'm like, right now is the census. That's the big thing right now. If we don't go inside, and I'm not going to say that. I feel like, I don't know, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like we all take turns having good and bad moments. We don't have good and bad days. We just have good and bad moments in the day. Like we all take turns laying on the floor.
Yeah. And we're like, I'm having my moment.
This is my, and nobody judges each other. Actually, I was getting upset with Joel earlier today, and you're like, listen, this is hard for all of us. We're all dealing. Both our two oldest kids today, the Bigs, as we call them, Joel and Gloria, said to us today that they want to go back to school, which means this has gone too long.
Yeah.
Too long. It was funny. Somebody, some correspondent on Fox yesterday, I don't remember, was like, the American people need to know when we're going to go back. This is ridiculous. And you're like, listen, I agree with the sentiment of what you're saying, but it's not like that. It's a pandemic. Nobody knows. Hey, let the virus know. Hey, give us an ETA and when you plan on leaving.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not an option. That's just not
something
that's there for it, which does make it really hard as parents because your kids are like, when are you going to go back? I'm like, I don't know.
I know. We don't have a lot of answers. Yeah.
I don't know what grade you're in. I have no idea what grade you're in right now. I don't know what your school is going to look like in the fall, but I know this is about to be, I think that they, if the kids don't go back to school until the fall, I think they need to pay us back with a year round. No summer break next year. Yeah, get on the year-round schedule. I'll give you 1 week for Christmas, and I will give you 3 days in April. That's all you get, and then nothing. They got to pay us back because it's asking too much. We got to be with the kids all the way through August.
I know. It's crazy. I'm not even thinking about it.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I feel like today, for the most part, I wanted to ask you this. What was everybody in the house's bad moment of the day? Like not like they were bad, like they misbehaved. Like Claire, our youngest had a big breakdown because she wasn't able to go in the tree in the backyard, and that lasted probably 2 hours.
Yeah.
Which is like classic like youngest kid stuff where you're just like,
it's just too high. She can't get up there.
No.
Yeah. Well, she can swing.
Yeah.
Climb the rope.
Yeah. She's got other options. Yeah.
She can't go in the tree.
Yeah.
It's too high. Okay. I'm back. I'm getting reflective. Yeah. Slowing down. Gloria had that
end of the
cough.
Night.
yeah.
Glory spell. Had an end of the night thing where
I think
sometimes
it was like a stress-induced cough or emotional.
Well, here was the whole story on that. You probably didn't hear the whole story on that. So we're getting ready for bed. We're about to play a game. We're about to play a game called Athletic Poom, which it doesn't even. Poom is a mysterious creature that was invented in our house by his little one. There's a lot of different versions of Poom. There's Athletic Poom. There's, you know, Wild Rage Poom. There's Water Poom. Whatever setting we're in, Breakfast Poom. There's a lot of different Pooms.
It's just our youngest daughter.
Exactly. A little
being
creature.
Kind of like a little animal.
That's exactly it. So Poom, we played Athletic Poom, which is like Athletic Poom has good balance and is good at karate and is different things. And then I have to turn them into Bedtime Poom, which is the way you turn Athletic Poom into Bedtime Poom is you hold any of them down for 10 seconds and then they all turn into Bedtime Poom. It's an attempt to get them to bed is what it is. So
sure.
we get into that. We have a thing in our house called Heelys, which is when you kick somebody with your heel. They hurt a lot. They're
like
very funny.
Dropkick.
They cause laughs. They have caused lots of tears as well. Every single person in our family has received a Heely that was too hard. And
you did create these.
I did. And so, every person in this family except you has given a Heely that was too hard. Because you don't give Heelys.
I don't give Heelys.
Yeah, Gloria both received one from me that was a little too hard and gave one to Joel that was too hard today. Mm. But we're at the end of the day. She's upset because she's missing her friends, which is totally understandable. And then we play this game and then I accidentally hit her a little too hard. And, you know, she knows she's not like mad at me. It wasn't like abuse or anything like that. We play rough, you know, and the kids love playing rough. But sometimes that happens. Sometimes I'm the victim of the person who played too rough. And
it's rough housing.
And then she kind of got worked up and just started like she said she like missed a couple breaths, not because she was hurt, but because like she was upset that the game was over. And that lasted a good 15-20 minutes of drama as well.
Mm-hmm.
What would you feel were like the other ones in the house as far as you, Gramps, Joel, and me?
Okay. Well, Joel's was probably before you guys. Joel and Gramps were both before you guys went to Coronado.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, we left to go out to a very spaced out area in
like
Coronado.
A viewpoint kind
of. Not a lot of people there. Bay. We were all very spread out. We weren't touching anything.
Didn't use the restroom. Didn't touch a handrail.
Didn't touch anything, yeah.
Yeah. It was quick.
Well, no, we were there a while, but you were working, so.
Yeah.
You were spending a lot of time today working on the books and the accounting and lost revenue and crossing our fingers that covered California well. Cut us a break because we don't have any income right now. But we that kind of led up to just trying to get everybody out because everybody was pretty upset.
Yeah. I don't remember specifically. I think Joel just, well, he went and skateboarded and then he was like, our sleepover's off. And we were like,
And he wanted to go play with friends. And we're like, Joel, you don't understand. I tried, actually, him and I had a moment earlier where I was like, Joel, I know you're not worried about you, but the idea is if you get something else and you bring it to your house, you could give it to grandpa. Your grandpa who's 70 and, you know, doesn't have a spleen. He's diabetic, you know? And I go, is that worth it to you? And he goes, I'm not going to answer that question. And I'm like, all right, don't do it.
He was having his moment.
He was having his moment, which I think may have led to my moment because then we needed to take Claire to the bathroom and Claire was still upset about the tree and I just laid on the floor for a while. I couldn't.
Yeah.
It was too much. I had a moody teen. I had a moody six-year-old.
Grandpa.
I had my dad who was ready to leave the house and like I could tell he was kind of pent up.
You know what? I thought of this tonight. He hadn't left the house in almost a week.
Yeah, since he got back, right?
He got back on Monday.
Yeah.
And today's Sunday.
That's
so
true.
He almost went a full week without stepping out the door.
Yeah. And he was getting,
he hasn't even been going in the yard.
Which is weird because usually he goes back there a lot. But
he got his days mixed up.
That was it. That was the thing because he was like, well, you know, it's supposed to be nicer tomorrow. And I was like, no, actually, it's supposed to rain tomorrow. And he's like, oh. And then he went back in his room. He's like, what day? He asked us what day it was. And I was like, Joe, Dad, it's Sunday. Today is Sunday. And he's like, oh, man.
He thought it was Saturday. And yesterday, we spent a good amount of the afternoon outside. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, why isn't Don out here? He
loves
the sunny days. And I think you were thinking the same thing, but we were just having a good time in the yard. And I was like, I can't believe Don's not out here. And then sure enough, he's looking at his app. thinking. I don't know.
I tried to get him out of the house, and I was like, you know, it's really nice outside. He's like, yeah, you know, I've had my window open. I was like, oh, geez, Dad. But, you know, it's funny because I don't know if you told this. The way he told me when he got confused on the day of the week, we don't know the day of the week because we have work schedules and the kids have school schedules. Did you hear why he didn't know the day of the week?
Sports.
No sports.
That was the other thing. This was... He thought it was Saturday. It was Sunday.
Well, he has a race on Sunday. He usually has a NASCAR race on Sunday, and he has a golf tournament all weekend that he watches. And then if it's football season, then he has, you know, football season, you have Saturday games and Sunday games, sometimes Thursday and Monday games as well. He's thrown for a loop. But we got outside. We got out there. The view was great. He got very reflective. It was nice. He brought his music, which as soon as I would walk away, he would put his headphones on. But I think those little reset moments are good because then we come home, we got some food on the way home, we came home, we you know, reset, we ate, and we'd kind of done a thing. I feel like it's so important to just do a thing. Just do, even if it's you go in the backyard or you play a board game or something like that, just do something to kind of like reset and feel like you're like some normal human. Does
just
that make
to break
sense?
Break up the...
Yeah.
Time. Yeah.
I also feel like in all of this has just revealed, at least to me, how gassy everyone in the family is. I feel like now that we are all home all
close
the time,
quarters.
With the exception of you, everybody is farting all the time. All the time. Because we're in close quarters and there's no escape. There's no 6 hours of them going and farting at school. There's no other bathrooms just in the one that we have, which God bless you, you bleach and bleach and sanitize.
I sanitize it every night right
every
now.
Night yep. You do it. Mm-hmm. Every night, and it's ruined by 10 a.m. Between all of us, the six of us, that bathroom, I wonder how many times a day it gets used.
It's a
100?
It's a lot.
Does it get, no, that would be a lot. 100 divided by 6. I know it gets done a lot, but everyone a little on the stinky side, and that just gets exposed when you can't go outside for very far. But
or you're just not leaving.
Yeah,
everyone's here.
And to your record, I still haven't heard you toot during any of this. I think there's one time in the history of our marriage, and I was tickling you, and it tooted out. And I, if anything, it was a compliment. I was thought it was a compliment.
You were pleased.
Joel got a hold of, I wanted to tell you this, Joel got it like, Joel was logged into my Gmail and he Googled, a few things, which is funny because like, when you go on to, your thing and it shows you like your recent searches, he said he had Googled, clean Jimmy Neutron memes.
Nice.
Carl Azu's memes, which is a popular meme. And then top counters for Altaria, PvP. That's a Pokemon Go reference. And Mrs. Suffield.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Mrs. Suffield being his former principal?
Yes. Uh-huh. We watched, they did a little movie tonight for my daughter's elementary school.
Okay.
It was really cute. They had all the teachers.
What do you mean they
video.
Did? Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, like they were like, "Hi kids, you know, look what I'm reading. You should be reading."
Yeah.
Stay safe, wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably had about 20 teachers send in little videos, and then Miss Suffield likes technology, so she compiled them all.
Yeah.
And into like a 10-minute YouTube.
And it was on a public YouTube page, or do you have to have the link for it?
It's public.
Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's funny. I was wondering. I wanted context for that.
Maybe that was why he Googled that. I don't know.
I don't know either, but.
Yeah. It's funny.
If it's something other than that, honestly, I probably don't want to know. So let me ask you this. So tomorrow, Monday, so this would be a day. This is going to come out a day after that. Well, you've got your big trip to the grocery store tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I got to get some meds.
I've got to record a video because I'm doing a video for a gig that I miss, and they offered me a tenth of the pay to do a video thing.
And I was like,
yes, a resounding yes, thank you. Two things. One, how are you feeling about it? And two, what are you most worried that they won't have?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm not excited to go to the store just because.
You think you need to go early tomorrow?
It's crazy.
I would say yes, but you and I have been sleeping.
I mean, yes, but we don't. Even when I just lay in bed for hours and then I fall asleep at like 1.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I'm sure if I had to get up and get the kids to school at like 7 in the morning, I would reset my body.
Yep.
You know, well, to falling asleep
earlier.
You're
not having early mornings. That's exactly
but
it. Yeah.
Because I'm not resetting my body.
Man, I hope you fall asleep early tonight. Because right after we do this, I'm going to tear down this podcast and I'm going to do those dishes and I want you to be asleep so I can watch Endgame.
I know. So unless I wake myself up at 7 a.m., which is not happening.
No, not right now. No.
Then.
Why? Because I think your body actually knows, like, what are you doing? Why?
Yeah.
Who's
well,
this
and
for?
I am recovering from a cold.
You've been down with the sickness, which is not a joke you get, but that's fine. It's a reference to a song. So you're not excited about going, but are there certain things, like, because we were talking about...
Yeah, eggs.
Eggs, right?
We've been rationing the eggs.
Which is, I cannot begin to tell you how important cheesy scrambled eggs are to Nickerson's. I mean, and I'm not talking...
It's like...
I'm not talking just
top
our...
Top three foods.
I'm not talking about me and you and our kids. I'm talking about the extended Nickerson family. My dad loves eggs so much. So much. And cheesy scrambled eggs are our preferred way of doing eggs, which I order them. I'm like a child. We'll go out to a breakfast restaurant and they'll be like, can I get the...
How do you want your eggs?
Can I get like the avocado toast and like a... Like a French press. And they're like, would you like some egg? You want some eggs? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, how? And I'm like, scrambled. I'd like them scrambled just with some cheddar cheese.
Stir them up.
And like a little crayon set too, if you'd like. I'd like some crayons and I'd like some scrambled eggs with cheddar cheese, please. I am a child when it comes to my eggs. And you cannot convince me that eggs taste better than that. You cannot convince me that the white and yolk taste better than that. But so we've had to ration eggs. I didn't tell you this. So I made that earlier today. I cooked. "Quote unquote cooked." Yep. I scrambled some eggs and toasted
eggs
and toast.
Yep.
And
that's lunch.
My dad came out and he goes, he came out as I was kind of cleaning up, and he said, "I was like, yeah, this is. I'm sorry, we kind of have to ration the eggs right now because he goes like eggs.
They're gone.
Like, eggs are kind of gone right now. They're not really." And he goes, "Man, I've already like." He goes like, "This has like been crazy." And you read the news and then like you just like you. And I've been kind of like quarantined to the room and haven't left the house. And it goes like, but I don't think anything has made me sadder than you saying that eggs might not be available.
That's like 100% Don.
Yeah.
The man eats eggs every morning.
He told me actually, he's like, "Man, I haven't had eggs in a while." And I was like, "I am almost 100% guaranteed that you've made eggs in the last week."
Oh, he made them like Friday. Whenever we leave and he does his, you know, he makes his.
There was a season in my life where he did not cook for me in the mornings because it was the weekends.
Yeah.
Where my dad and I would make all kinds of different omelets on like Saturdays and Sundays. And we would get up and we'd try these different things. And he was really into like trying to figure out how to do Eggs Benedict because we got really into Eggs Benedict for a while. I remember for a while he would buy like the thickest toast that he could and make French toast. And they would like, but he would like, or he, and they would like kind of cut a hole in the middle of the toast and put an egg in the middle of it. Very creative.
Yeah.
Very, very creative. Terrible. I mean, there's just no way that you're not going to put on weight and have high cholesterol eating that. And God bless America for that. But it's even an option, but it's not an option, right? But is there anything other than eggs that you're like, man, I hope? Because the toilet paper thing is like, we have a lot of it. You kind of always stockpile on.
We have like 15 rolls. Yeah.
That you know the number is. Yep. Like, if there is some tomorrow, will you? Or like, are you going to shop for toilet paper tomorrow?
You know, I'm trying not to hoard.
Yeah.
But I would probably get a pack or two.
You might cruise over.
Because I'm not trying to go to the store a lot right now. You know, there's no reason for it.
Well, you don't want to get to the point where you need it. Like, if our household got down to like 5 rolls or less, I'll be like,
people do run out of it, and I want to be willing to share a couple rolls.
Right.
So if I'm going to share a couple rolls, I got to have a couple rolls.
Right.
and there's six of us.
Well, but so we also have a lot of tissues in this house, right? And those can...
We're running low.
Yeah, that's true, because like, our allergies everybody are running through this. It's the weather changes. Nuts. The weather changes like every day right now. Mm-hmm. And like kids are like looking, or people are like looking at our kids when we're out there like hack sneezing and stuff. And I'm like, it's not that. Yeah. It is not that, but
yeah. So, and then bread is really hard to find.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. Like, because you haven't been. The shelves are like empty.
Really?
It's weird.
Well, we went.
I had a friend that was, she posted a picture like, I thought the U.S. like didn't eat carbs. Julia, it was hilarious.
When we went to, when we double carded the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was before
the stores. You're saying it's completely different. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so, there was like, when I went Monday afternoon, there was like five cans of diced tomatoes. And me and another woman were like both looking for them.
Right.
And I was like, okay, these are diced tomatoes. They're just like Italian or, you know, like they don't maybe say some
Romas.
Diced tomatoes on them.
Right. Maybe some Bogos.
Bogos.
Sorry. That's a quick side note where 10 years ago, Melissa sent me to Fred Meyer, which we referenced yesterday, mm-hmm. and the list had BOGO tomatoes, and I was like, I can't find BOGO. What kind of, I don't know.
I was looking for
Romo, and then I called her, and I was like, what are, I can't find the BOGO tomatoes. And she's like, those are buy one, get one.
Grocery store shorthand.
Bum, yep. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
So, yeah.
So tomatoes,
I think bread, more so,
you're not, yeah, bread and
I was
eggs.
Telling your dad, we haven't set up like the shipping for his prescriptions, which I mean, he hasn't done that and I haven't looked into it for him. So you stand in that prescription line and honestly, these older folks just want to talk to someone.
Yeah. So you were saying the lines are really long, right?
Yeah. There'll be like one receptionist, of course, or, you know, cashier.
Mm-hmm.
And every person's taking like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, because they're just chatting. And you feel bad, and
that bothers me under normal circumstances.
You feel bad that you know that they're.
I'm the type who, when I get a little anxious, I get a little chatty. So,
yeah. So, anyways, I think I'm more just like I know that prescription line, pharmacy line is going to be long. And then I don't know. People are on an edge.
Yeah.
So it's not like a fun time.
Have you thought about going to grocery stores in like smaller areas of town?
Well, I've heard like Food for Less or like there's, like Mexican markets and stuff, you know, like some, like a little less more
scraped over. Yeah.
Like random.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We do live in like a mid, like we live in a big city. We have a ton of grocery stores around. Yeah. 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 So that's what I mean of like, I wondered if like you went up to like on the other side of the freeway where there's not as many people and it's not as busy. And like if you hit up one of those little community grocery stores, if there'd be way more.
No. And then they're capping stores now.
Yeah.
Like you have to wait outside.
Yeah.
Until someone comes out and then you can come
in. It's tricky. It's tricky. And you know what else is tricky? Finding a quality everyday red wine is tricky. It's not quite as satisfying as the sneak-ins with Steven, but still pretty good. I think that you like a good segue.
Steven, I like to
uh-huh. abruptly almost like scare. Like he would be like alarmed and then he would get angered. You're like, oh, I like what you did there.
I'm like, well done. What a pro.
What a pro. Absolutely. Yeah, you're impressed and I like that. Guys, not only are these episodes here sponsored by our friends at Dow Vineyards, they're also, we're enjoying that Dow Vineyard as we do these episodes. Big fans. So grateful to have them as partners here. And like I said here, we know that choosing a quality everyday red wine is tricky. And Dow makes that decision really easy for you guys with their 2018 Dow Central Coast Pinot Noir. It's elegant, authentic, and accessible. And those are words that wine people know. And what I say is affordable and tasty, which I like both of those things.
Tasty.
I like when I put it in my mouth, I go, that is satisfying. My taste buds send a signal to my brain. They go, we enjoy what's happening right now. And my brain goes, and we got it at a good price. So everybody's happy in that. They need to have me write this copy. I mean, this is smooth.
That is
what
some
I'm saying.
Good stuff.
It's made from winemaker and proprietor Danny Dell's favorite coastal vineyards. Dell Vineyards Central Coast Pinot Noir takes the guesswork out of choosing an accessible and delicious red wine that's fit for any occasion. And Backseaters, we have a special deal for you guys that does not involve going to the grocery store. You're home anyways. Backseaters can enjoy exclusive access and free shipping on orders of three or more bottles with promo code PESO at dellvineyards.com/don't make me come back there. Again, Backseaters, excuse me, can enjoy an exclusive access and free shipping on orders of three or more bottles with promo code PESO at Dow Vineyards. That is DAOU, dowvineyards.com/don't make me come back there. So make sure you guys check that out. Also, I want to thank, I want to do some quick promo for a friend, one of our favorite, he was on here a couple weeks ago or a couple days ago. Front Seater Zoltan Cassis, one of my best friends and one of the funniest comedians that I've ever seen. I think he's wildly underrated as a comedian. And he just put his hour, his newest hour up on YouTube. You can go to follow Zoltan Comedy on all of his socials. And if you type in Zoltan Cassis, you're going to find him, subscribe to his YouTube channel, and watch his new hour. I don't, some of you guys are like, it has to be squeaky clean. I haven't watched the whole thing. I watched the first few minutes and it was clean, but know that it might be if I'm not sure if you can watch it with your kids or not, but I think he's usually pretty squeaky, and if not, they have put his full hour on, his full dry bar hour is on there, and that is squeaky clean. And also, he is not taking money for that. He just asked that if you go watch it, that you make a donation for the wheel.
I think it's Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels.
So
throw a little money to that. He's trying to raise $5,000 for that. So go check that out over there. It's really cool. Zoltan's, he's a saint of a human. Also, speaking of saints and patron saints, that's as smooth as it gets right now. I could spend an hour trying to write something that smooth and I wouldn't.
Amazing.
And that is as smooth as my face is going to be when quarantine is over. And you guys are coming in. The new patrons going over to our Patreon and showing some love and hopping on our message board and talk about the episodes and getting all that bonus content, interview reviews and 5 questions or 10 minutes with the extra segments that you can only get through our Patreon and episode suggestions and all kinds of fun stuff, as well as you can get. If you sign up at every level, you're going to get a sticker. At certain levels, you're going to get a signed poster from me that we'll send you. We have, by the way. We sent the stickers. By the way, if you're waiting for your posters.
We don't know if we can send the posters right now with our California restriction.
I think that you're going to look at that tomorrow when you're out at the grocery store. That's what I think. But we have them ready. Yeah. They're just sitting here in our living room. We're not sure what our exact rules are. So
I'm not sure with.
They are packaged. They are on the way. Yeah. I think that
if I could. If I could get the mailman to come here,
turn back time
and pick them up,
they sent them a little earlier.
I could probably just guess on how much they weigh.
That's what you should
do. Probably like 0.8 ounces.
You should do that tonight, right after this.
Okay, I will.
So there you go. You might have them before this even comes out. If you guys have any interest in checking that stuff out, go to patreon.com/don't make me come back there. Show a little love for the podcast and, you know, be part of the community. Be just an even higher level Backseater. So
you know what I could do? I could go down to Mission Brew and they could weigh them.
Mission Brew coffee shop right down there. They're not open.
Well, they're open in the morning.
Oh, are they? You would follow that. A couple things real quick. Somebody had asked me questions that we got, and somebody has this been cutting down on you freezing your jeans? Yes, because I have not been wearing jeans. There's a little thing in our household that if I am wearing jeans and a flannel, my kids assume I'm going to work. Because
you're going on stage.
Because that jeans are dress up for me.
You might have to wear jeans tomorrow for your video.
No. It's a Zoom thing. It's going to be waist up. Yeah, I'm not going to have any pants on.
I thought it was the tripod situation.
No, I'm just for out of fun. I've never done something completely nude on the bottom half, and I'm just going to see how it feels. I'm just going to see.
Only you will know.
That was the gig. So I was supposed to do that thing in the Northwest Industry Conference. That was the gig a few years ago where the guy's pants fell off in the Vizio Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've told this story. So the story on this, gosh, I forgot about the story. So a couple years ago,
I'm at this event. I'm emceeing it at the time, and they bring up this Vizio ball, which is like those, you know, I've kind of buried the lead here a little bit, but the guy, they're like the bubble boy things, and they bring it up and like volunteer to come up, and this guy volunteers to come up, and they're like, okay, get in, and he like takes like a 50 yard running start, and I noticed as he's running, I go, huh, he's wearing basketball shorts, and as he dives in, his hips get caught. His body goes forward, but his hips get caught, and so he ends up in the bubble without his pants on.
on stage
at a Christian conference,
thousands of
cameras. I think it's streaming somewhere. And it's an audible gasp, but I'm on stage. Everyone's looking at me like, what are you doing? I'm dying. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I didn't have a moment of professionalism for 1 second. And I still think my favorite part is someone goes, just roll him out. And so now he's going head over heels. Oh, man. Fully Winnie the Pooh, only shirt, no bottom side, just front side, back side, front side, back side, front side, back.
You should have had someone like stand in front of the ball.
Yeah, well, that's, I've thought about that too, that the moment does not end for him when he gets off stage. He's still fully nude backstage with somebody who'd rolled this up, and someone has to like push his clothes. Push his legs through and then push his clothes.
Oh, it's awful.
So that's what I'm saying.
But he had a good attitude about it.
I didn't ever talk to him. I don't know.
I thought you said he was laughing.
Maybe he was. I think, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or jump, go to the roof and jump off. Those are your two options right there. So I'm going to do a little thing for them tomorrow. And I don't know what it is, but I know I'm not going to wing it.
Well, yeah. I did... For the record, wash your jeans.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was funny. So
because
for those
like all the stuff going around.
Yeah, you know? That's funny.
I was like, oh, you got to wash these.
Well, yeah. I had been noticing. I was like, I think I need to get like some tighter jeans. I'm feeling
really
loose.
Yeah, we were watching video clips.
Yeah, like, and I was like, those are looking way too loose. Have I lost weight? No, that's how your jeans shrink up a little bit. At least every once in a while, wash them.
The dryer.
They've been stretched out for 2 years. So.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for that question there. I had this question for you. I mean, this is a hard question to ask, but to like, this is a hard question to even ask. Do you think the cats know something is up? Have you noticed any change in behavior? So again, for context, we have two cats. We have an older black cat named Fritter. Fritter is 12.
He's pushing 14.
He's pushing 14. He's an old man. He's still old. Pretty spry. Got a little belly on him. Mm-hmm. His mind seems strong still. He hasn't done like the cat, I'm losing it type stuff. Mm-hmm. Pukes a lot.
Yeah. His stomach is weak.
I think he's sleeping on the chair right now. Mm-hmm. His mind is strong. His stomach is weak. And then we have a younger cat, but he's like 4 now.
He's 5.
Yeah, donut hole is he's not the young little thing that he used to be, but he's getting there. But we're all around a lot more. But their life has not changed at all. But have you noticed any interesting behavior in them? Have they been acting out in any way, or do you feel like they're like, oh, whatever? I don't. I'm ambivalent about your existence.
They've been pretty normal. Yeah. But I have appreciated them more for...
You're that emotional?
Yeah, like for like petting and just holding. And it's a stress relief. Yeah, to have like a little snuggly, cute little furry thing running around.
That's so not whining and complaining.
I have appreciated them more.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
They're
why.
They're cute. They go sit in boxes.
I've
like,
never heard you speak this positively about the cats. I've only heard you say negative things about the cats over the years.
Well, I'm the caretaker of them.
Well, Gloria, no, that's not true. That's our middle child changes their litter.
That's true. I know.
What was the song she was singing? Scooping up the poop. Scooping up the poop. I was dying. I was like working. I was like editing a video and I really needed to focus. And it was the type of time where like normally if our kids were being loud, I would get very frustrated and angry. But it was so funny. She just said, scooping up the poop. Scooping up the poop. Scooping up the poop. Scoop, scooping up the poop. Scooping up the poop. Scoop, scooping up the poop. Scoop, 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 scoop.
That was exactly the song.
I could listen to it. I could listen to Scooping Up the Poop. That's top 40 right there. Somebody please, either sample this, Steven, make that our new intro. That's the new name of the podcast. Scooping Up the Poop. Scooping Up the Poop. Scoop, 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 scooping up the poop. She was like singing like a little scat singing. Scoop, 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 scooping up the poop.
She was having fun.
And she was doing that thing where you just keep singing louder because no one's doing it. So scooping up the poop. Scooping up the poop. Scoop, 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 scooping up. It was amazing. And if you have cat litter, like there's no way for the rest of your life you're not going to sing Scooping Up the Poop.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a hit.
You know, you make the work fun.
Scooping up the poop. Scooping up. I think I'm gonna do that. Like that feels like anytime you're doing that. You know what that song is? That is a way to have a positive attitude about a bad job.
Yep.
And if I'm gonna be sending some emails, I'm scooping up the poop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Taxes.
Taxes. Yep. Next time I'm gonna hear you in there humming it to yourself. As you're doing our what was the sheet you were working on?
I did a profit loss statement.
Profit loss statement. Lot of red right now. Lot of canceled gigs.
Yeah.
And you know what? I bet you would have felt better if you were in there singing, Scooping Up the Poop. You know, that could be your next solo, honestly. You could go from Somewhere Over the Rainbow to Scooping Up the Poop.
You mean tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I'll give it to you.
I'll record it. I'll put it on Zoom and it'll be just another thing of my content that people kind of like.
Yeah, that sounds pretty above average.
As far as the stuff that I've been doing. So, okay, so we've decided the cats do not know. I decided for myself that I really love the idea of jogging. People like, are out.
Let's go for a jog.
People are out there jogging. And it looks, people who are joggers and you are a runner, it really looks great. A good runner looks great, but I don't think I look like that when I run.
The cadence.
Have you ever seen me on a jog recently? Have you ever seen me? Because it's funny. I had kind of started getting back into a little more distance running.
Some miles on the treadmill.
I've been doing like 2 miles on the treadmill, like a mile and a half, where I'd warm up for half a mile, and I was like, okay, I want to see if I can run a 7 minute mile stop. Because once upon a time,
which is very impressive.
I was running 5.5 minute miles, and you were running about 6:10 for that was your PR. And
excuse me.
There's a lot of debate on what Melissa's actual PRs were. By my memory, your personal PR was 5:17 and you finished 11th in state in the 2 mile your senior year. What do you remember? Remember, I was at all these races.
Yeah. So I honestly don't know if I broke 5:20.
Your individual.
I think I might have. I think 5:22. It was 5:21 and 11:17.
Because
the 2 mile I was better at.
Yeah,
than the mile.
And your mile PR was in the semifinals before state.
Districts.
Yeah, districts. Yeah, 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 yeah. That was when you PR'd, and then
I did great at districts.
I watched you put your hands on your knees and hawk the biggest loogie.
Well,
just all the way to the ground.
Yeah.
It was a
beautiful moment after a race. No one looks good after track race.
No one looks good running, period. Not long distance running.
Because you're like,
sprinters,
oh man, I got to torture myself.
Yeah.
Oh, here it comes.
Yeah. And then you did it. And it's like you guys all registered. Like that's the whole like just push down the pain. That's like all long distance running. So I had kind of gotten back into that stuff. But I mean, I don't think it looked good. I don't think I'm the type runner. Like if you saw me on a run, you'd be like, that guy runs.
Well, I think you just have to be really petite.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Ethiopian type body build.
Yeah.
Like build.
Yeah.
You know, like that's going to be like really smooth and like quick.
Skinnies.
You know?
The long distance, the joggers are the skinnies. Yeah, but I mean, but there are just actually some normal athletes too where you're like, man, you're just a jock. You're
like
just out there.
Like a soccer player or a football player.
You're just out there going for a nice little, and this is what running is supposed to look like. It looks smooth.
No, you're right. Long distance is like skinny, but like.
Yeah, I feel like my running looks muscular. A lot like my swimming, which it's getting the job done. but it does not look and it does not sound good.
You're not floating, or you're not sinking.
I think when I'm swimming, I think my arms slap down on that water so hard. I just
you've had some basic instruction.
In early elementary school, I took like 2 years of swim lessons, and one day I was feeling a little cocky, and I decided I was going to do a little spin jump into the pool, and jumped in, and my chin hit the side of the pool on the way down. Next thing I remember, I'm in like the little back office area in the
manager's office.
Mm-hmm. And the fire department's stitching me up. And I never had another swim lesson, which, if anything, I needed more pool safety training.
You were like a hot wire, wire.
You're like, this guy needs to learn how to be safe around pools. If anybody needs to, this is our guy right here. So the I didn't get any. So now I'm like, but I will say my swimming has gotten like better. Oh, that's me on all athletic levels. Like, again, if we play a random game of pickup basketball, like just, you know, mix of good athletes, non-athlete, a little bit. The first game to 10 or first game to 11, 5-on-5, I'm going to score like 7 points because the guys are going to look at me and they're going to put their worst defender, maybe a child. Maybe like the kid who's in the game, and I'm going to blow them away. Because compared to someone who's bad, I'm very good. But compared to someone who's good, I mean, there's video evidence of this on my Instagram page of someone just demolishing me and breaking my ankles. Yeah. So I was never, but this is one way that you and I are different. I am generally athletic in a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. You were exceptionally athletic at one thing.
Yeah.
And you've since gotten a little better at some basic coordination things.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was okay. Okay at gymnastics.
There's no sport that I'm not okay to pretty good at, you know?
Yeah, I'm not coordinated.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
I'm not coordinated. But you were a college athlete. So you're way more accomplished than me in any one thing, you know?
Yeah.
When are you going to go on a jog during all this? Jogging is hot now. There's a lot of people out there jogging.
I need all this sick sinus stuff to go away.
I understand.
But you know what I was going to say was we met backflipping into pools.
We didn't meet then, but we certainly, there was a real chemistry. That's true. We definitely are.
Like what, our third day after we met?
Mildly, both of us are way above average acrobatic.
Yeah.
Because you were a gymnast and I had a trampoline.
Yeah.
Way above acrobatic. Like
that was on that mission trip.
Yeah. So we were our little youth group trip. I'm thinking the rope swing.
Well, that's true, but I'm talking about the county pool.
The pool. Yeah, the county pool in this little small town. We were doing backflips.
And I had never, ever done a backflip into a pool.
Oh.
I had always just been like, I'll backdive, but I'm not backflipping. Because if you're a gymnast, like you're trained to go like land where you started with the backflip.
Right.
You know, like pretty close.
Yeah, you got to push off there.
So I was always scared to do it.
Did I talk you into it?
You did.
Oh my gosh.
I did it for you.
Oh, I did.
I backflipped off a diving board. And then the next year, I backflipped off a rope swing, which again, I'm not coordinated.
The backflip
could have been
disastrous. The backflip off the rope swing, I would never ask you to do at this age. Now you're near 40, and I would never. That's insane. I don't know. I mean, I probably would, but that's crazy.
Yeah, I would see you doing it.
Those are good metaphors for really. I mean, I convinced you to do dumb stuff that looked kind of cool, like being married to me.
Yeah.
Dumb stuff that looked kind of cool.
It's been a wild ride.
It's been a wild ride. And now, to quote Mulaney, at the end of our lives. All right, guys. We appreciate you guys listening to this podcast so much. You guys are the best. Make sure you guys will go over to Dow Vineyards. Make sure you check out Zoltan Comedy, Zoltan Comedy and his special. And make sure you guys go sign up at our Patreon. You guys are all the best. Take care. Stay safe. Wash your hands.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have not done so already, please rate and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias and share with all of your friends. Also, if you want to shoot us a note, you can email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and you have not done so already, please go back and listen to all the episodes we've done before. Thanks so much, everybody.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.